Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarn and circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All ears for your yarn, your mob, so give us a call, have your say, and yarn up strong. Let's go to PM with Last Connection. Do enjoy.
Last connection, astronomical.
These are the subs just for you, bro. Just you and your whole mob crew. Yep. Board left with nothing to do. Yeah. Get proper mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came. Yeah. Get proper mad deadly. On call, looks drop the jaw. When you rock knocked up, your name was on the door. Snap BYO, in a TYO. Loose cannons wanna bring us a ball, I'm up a take it. If you're gonna have a crack at your mass or max it, born to grind it. So do what you came here for, what you waiting for. Permission, rigid, miss a statement. It's time to stake it, break it, take it, make it. Goodness sake, you can always fake it. And once you feel it, then you never go back. On the door, small dick, how I'm doing like that. Got the kids at home, wanna be like that. Gonna hate a dog saying I'm better than that, but they're not. This is the sub just for you, bro. Just you and your whole mob crew. Yep. All left with nothing to do. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly.
Proper mad deadly. Proper mad deadly. Head honcho like Headley's. Got the music all dreadly. Keep it cool and rock steady. Rough and ready. Yeah. Trendy, trendy. I makes it look. Ain't nothing funny about the ways that it look. Many different ways that a cook will never be amazed by the ways that it cook. Shook up, shake it around. Quit that faking, take it to town. Break it down like Lego. Shake your hips to the treble. Get with it like heavy metal. Up at one level. Like if you're going for a gold medal. Rhyme with the instrumental. Well thought of, non-incidental.
This is the sub just for you. Just you and your whole mob crew. Yep. Board left with nothing to do. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came. Yeah. Get from a mad deadly. Bra, 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 bra.
Hey, brother from another mother, don't do a robbery. Get on the floor and do the corroboree. I'm a sucker, four fella, do the shake a leg. Do the cup car, but no break a leg. Cause we already started it. No hate, cause we disregarded it. No wood for BMS, so dress your best. So you impress you, yes, you, yes, you know me. Cause I'm another kind deadly. Keep it proper mad and you're glad when you see me. Dancing like everybody's watching you, watching me, watching you do what you do and it's lovely. Just trust me, you need to be more. Take it to the floor, get happy, go lucky. In the midst of the PMD, it's the end to the A. What a try when you're deadly.
P, proper M-I-D, dilly dilly. Like proper mad hype, see yourself on the telly. Means going for a feed, filling up all your belly. Or riding on your pussy flash, popping a wheelie. It's no show off, more like a blow off. Doing what you want and it's about to go off. Show off, let them all know that you're here. Open up the eyes so they see ya. See, I'm like an 88 kid, throw back, six pack, red bulls on my nostrils, burning fuel fossils. So excited, and I just can't hide. I'm a peep of an M-Mac down my leg. Yeah, yeah, that's what she said. I slip with the tongue, and now I gone all red. No shame, no game, it's time to get busy with the why you came. Here's a little sub just for you. Just you and your whole mob crew. Yep. Board left with nothing to do. Yeah. Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came. Yeah. Hip hop a mad deadly.
Hip hop a mad deadly. Proper, proper deadly.
Can you feel it? G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yeah, Too Deadly Big Yarn in Circle it is. So give us a call. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. And otherwise, you can text a brother 0457140550. We come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, is the baldy one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. And my mob, I'd like to acknowledge my mob, the First Nation people there at One Year Gunga Leader up there, Birktown, Dumbuji, Mornington Island way, on my dad's side, mum's side, Dunley Island era, big shout out, my Dunley Island era mob, Sailor Pit mob, big shout out, beautiful mother with me in spirit, love you mum. And let's go to a deadly interview with our freelance, BBM freelance journo. That's Carly, who had a catch up with Naomi Wenatong, who's a singer-songwriter and also the KIF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair Ambassador. So check out the deadly yarn there.
Welcome, thanks for having a yarn to us at Bumma Bikra.
Oh, I love BBM. Yeah. Yes, anytime.
Can you start? I don't think that anyone at that listens to Bumma Bikra won't know who you are, but for those that don't, can you start by telling us who you are, your full name, who's your mom, and what it is that you do?
Okay. I am Naomi Wenatong. I started out in Chicago. A commercial pop duo, went into The Last Connection, an underground hip-hop trio, and I am on the verge of making new music on my own. Mm-hmm. I've also done a lot of different things, a TEDx talk, hosted a TV show, Move It Mob Style, for a few seasons. I am based in Cairns. I grew up in Newcastle, but I live back in Cairns again now. My mob's Cubby Cubby from Southeast Queensland. I am the 2021 ambassador for KIAF. That is who I am. If you see me on the street, don't act like you don't know me. So I've been doing a lot of stuff. I think the basic thing of what I hope and hopefully have achieved is inspiring young people to have the same attitude as being all you can be and stuff like that, and just really being proud of who you are and your background, regardless of what society thinks that you're supposed to be or whatever like that. A lot of the music that I make now is pretty out there. I'm a songwriter first and foremost. Yeah, and so you can tell I'm like in creative mode because I'm just, I don't know. And I haven't had coffee yet. I've just got a native mentorship off the ground, which is a 10-week intense program designed to encourage self-sufficient artists and develop artists here in Cairns with the youth here. So, and that's just getting off the ground now, and it's unbelievable. When I wrote the program a few years ago, I was just like, this is such a big dream, you know, and I'd really love to be able to do this for our mob, for everyone here.
Yeah.
Or anyone, you know. I've got a lot of training in Orlando, Florida, when I was younger, and just even that really inspired me to create something like this, Native Mentorship, to pass on all the knowledge that I've, you know, learned over these years, and because I was thrown in the deep end pretty much. I come from a family of musicians, but wasn't familiar with the commercial scene. So to go from a girl, Cairns girl, you know, that had never worn makeup or wore heels or anything to go into Shigeya, and then people just mobbing you, like, yeah. I was like, what is going on? You know, oh, that's right, we sing, you know. You know, because you're in your own little world creating, and
yeah.
And then if you decide to share what you've created with the world, you know, you're opening it up for everyone's opinions and whatever. But none of that matters. You know, it's really about having creative control and you know, just going hard with what you feel that you're born to do.
Yeah.
So I really try to keep that the focus of everything that I do, that it's not just about me, it's about all of us. And if I'm going to talk about different things, that traumatic things or whatever that I have been through, it's not just for me to be like just telling everyone my business. It's more so that if anyone else is out there going through the same kind of things, that they can be influenced by the decisions that I made, or know that they're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing with music. It's a communication tool, you know, and it's not as boring as sitting there talking.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sing everything now.
No. And so last year you performed at Kaya and also at Music at the Park, which
yeah.
is deadly. You actually brought 3M Pride onto the festival with you.
Yes.
Yep. So, you know, how does it feel to be sort of taking an ambassador role, a slightly different role to your music this year?
Well, it's awesome. I think any role that I take on or be asked to do, I'm like, me? Really? Nah. Are you sure? Nah. Do you might need to think about this? Nah. But, you know, you just, if the door's open, you just walk through them and just be your authentic self, mm-hmm. you know? But also, do be your authentic self when there's cameras and mics in your face. That is really bizarre. Nah. No. But, yeah, so it's... I'm honoured to yeah. be the ambassador this year, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Even last year, the Music in the Park, that's Munro Martin Parklands is my favourite venue, and I was like, one day I'm going to perform there. And then it was like that same week. I was like, oh my goodness, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and the sound was really good. I think yeah. the biggest thing that a performer kind of might worry about is the sound.
Yes.
For me, it's the sound on stage. If I can hear the track, if I can hear my voice, am I singing in tune?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was all great. Yeah, the sound guys there were awesome, and yeah, I'm looking forward to this year.
And what are you most excited about for 2021, Kaya?
Well, firstly, I was just happy that 2020 was over. I'm like just waiting. You know how you're just like, I'm pretty sure something else is going to happen. Nah. Let's just lurk in the background for a little bit. Nah. Test the waters. Nah. I still want to hug everyone, you know, because that's all automatically, hey, you know. But anyway, the main thing I'm excited, actually, there's just too much happening
yeah.
at Kayak this year that, there's so many things I'm excited about. You know, even showcasing some of the young talent that I've come across and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be awesome. I'm so proud of all these kids and, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to do some new music
yeah.
as well, because why not? And especially in my own hometown, I love Cairns. And I haven't got to spend this much time here before.
Yeah.
Usually I'm touring or whatever. But I've got to spend, you know, some actual proper time here and with the youth here as well. And it's just exciting.
And how are the youth going to be involved? Like, is there some plans for youth to perform?
I'm trying to get them in. No. You know, like, I'm like, just come with me and set up. And then just be my roadies. No.
Yeah. Even just introducing them to that atmosphere and seeing the professionalism and the cog that is kind of that big moving machine.
Yeah, and just so that they're not so surprised when they've got a sound check and they've got to do this and that. So I really you know, try to encourage them and just let them be around the scene.
Yeah.
And stuff. So last year I took one of the mentees to the Kayaf sound check. He came to the gig, everything.
Daddy.
And just so that I just wanted him to see what it's like.
Yes.
And why you don't be late. You know, if you've got a set time, stick to the set time, because if you go over, then the people that are performing after you have to cut their short, all the respect stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have set up my PA, when they see a huge PA, they're like, oh my goodness, look at the size of this. Can you imagine how long it took to set this up? So don't be late to sound check, okay?
Well, that's all of my questions, but is there anyone you'd like to shout out on Bama Bipra? Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, man, just everyone. You know, like, we are out of 2020. We're in 2021. Let's mm-hmm. make it a good one. Support your local artists. Check the website, kayaf.com.au, for all the events that are coming up, because there's so many and you don't want to miss these.
And the Facebook page is up again now, isn't it?
Yes, yep, all the social media is up. Everything's raring to go.
Deadly.
come, man. Do you really wanna jam all night, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jam all night.
Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Mark around, give me a call. You mob 1-800-422-416, the hotline for your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your host for the daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns as BBM Bumber Bip Media, 99.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Speaking of NERS, thank you very much, NERS House down there at the Beamer office, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association. So big shout out to the NERS team and also Beamer team, and to all our First Nation radio stations across this country, Daily Black Network and Voice for Our People, all our stories, all our yarns, alive and well in 21st century. So here's an article from Dominic O'Sullivan, The Conversation. Indigenous recognition is more than a voice to government. It's a matter of political equality. The government earlier this year released a discussion paper exploring how Indigenous voice to government might work. The voice to government is not the same as the voice to parliament. That the Uluru Statement from the Heart proposed in 2017. This is because the government doesn't support the Uluru State idea of a distinctive indigenous body enshrined in the constitution. Instead, it prefers a body set up by an act of parliament. The government of the day could change its powers or even abolish it as it pleases. The powers could be expansive, but equality, they could be meaningless. A voice established under the constitution, meanwhile, would have the authority of the Australian people. This idea has attracted a majority support in public opinion polls. Recognition goes beyond mere symbolism. The government's discussion paper is open for consultation. Indigenous people will form views on how it compares with aspiration of the Uluru Statement. But either way, a constitutional recognition, the constitutional recognition is for Indigenous is important for the but either way, sorry, just a constitutional recognition for Indigenous people is an important concept for every citizen. How and where political authority is exercised and by whom determines how fairly and effectively Australian democracy works. A symbolic act that just acknowledges Indigenous prior occupancy without making any substantive changes to the constitution or opportunities for a meaningful Indigenous political participation isn't enough. And the Canadian First Nations writer Glenn Colhart argues strongly against recognition because he says symbolism makes the state feel like it's being inclusive. The Canadian inclusive, and it's been, but doesn't actually mean that Indigenous people have real influence over policies that matter to them. In my recently published book, Sharing the Sovereign Indigenous Peoples Recognition Treaties and the State, take a different view. I argue that the recognition is the theory of political freedom, which means that every person is equaled, entitled to help influence the society in which they live, and equal, entitled to make decisions about how they will live. A voice to parliament is an example of what these ideas could mean in practice. Voice is more than a right to input. The government's consultation paper says Indigenous people are entitled to input into these decisions. Input, however, is a limited political authority. It makes recognition a small ambition, just as it is when the Howard government proposed that recognition could be satisfied by an amendment to the Constitution. Honouring Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders, the First Nations people, on their deep kinship with their lands and for the ancient and continued cultures which enrich the life of our country. Recognition, rather, is really about sovereignty and how political authority is distributed. In Australia, sovereignty is often understood as it is absolute political authority that the state exercises over and above the people. But in practice, sovereignty actually refers to the people's authority to determine how and by whom they will be governed. It is authority to elect parliaments to amend the constitution, then they're in control in that sense is what I'm picking up. The authority share and publicise the decision making. This is much more than the right to have an input. Sharing the sovereignty means ensuring political structure give people meaningful opportunities to influence and make decisions. It is just a matter of recognising Indigenous people were living here before the British settlers arrived. Everybody's right to political participation, recognising everybody's right to the equal participants in deciding how society works in a complex task, but is not beyond a liberal democracy capacity to work. In New Zealand, Māori have had guaranteed representation in Parliament since 1867, and five of the 20 ministers in Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern's cabinet are Māori. This week, Parliament passed legislation to remove discriminatory obstacle to Māori representation in the government. and that's in the local government, that is. And in British Columbia, Canada, a law has been passed to implement the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, which is focused on ensuring Indigenous people enjoy the right to self-determination. The purpose of a liberal democracy is managed the difference in what people they say, what they say, and they want politics to achieve, and differences in people's understanding of what is meant to be free and equal. And ultimately, whether they are supposed or supported or not, the Commonwealth's proposals for voice to government have provided us with a way of thinking about the meaning of political equality. But the proposal to establish a representative body only by legislation is limited and limiting. Recognition on the hand should be ensured, enduring and certain. Denying a referendum to give constitutional certainty to the voice means the government is standing between the Indigenous and non-Indigenous people on this question of political quality. And that's the statement there by Dominic O'Sullivan, and that's an adjunct professor, Faculty of Health and Environment Science, Auckland, New Zealand, University of Technology, and Professor of Political Science at Charles Sturt University. Disclosure statement, Dominic O'Sullivan does not work for or consult, only shares the environment science, and that would then benefit from this article, and has described no relevant affiliation beyond their academic appointment. So that's the statement there by Professor Dominic O'Sullivan. Look, have your say. Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation. Tell us your thoughts in regarding a voice to Parliament or the Uluru Statement. Here we are, the 21st century, still in the in-tray and still talking about it. And 250-odd years since colonisation come to this country, and still don't have a voice. Go figure. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Jamana here on your daily program. Yossi Yindi, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. And live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns here at BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Speaking of across the nation, we've got Merv from WA on the line. My brother, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, brother. How are you? I'm Trevor.
Yeah, no, good. I'm going good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Merv?
I'm a Noongar Willaman man, Menang Willaman man from over here in WA, deep south, Albany Way. Yeah.
To Delhi, my brother. Fantastic. There's some movement happening over there in WA regarding the up-and-coming state election. We have three First Nation women who threw their hat in the arena. So that's a good push for our mob, for people over there.
Yeah, it is really, really, really deadly, brother. We've got Marianne McKay running for the Greens over here, which is really, really excellent. She's a strong and powerful voice. And we've got one of the others running for the Ballardong region. I think she's running for Labor.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very powerful and strong woman, and you know, really strong. And the women's voices are quite strong over here, brother.
Good.
Right? Giving our mums, sisters, aunties, and that voice, and they are the backbones of all our families.
Exactly.
So they deserve a very strong and powerful voice.
Exactly.
And also that touch on that KKK stuff over here with that woman and
The flamethrower, and the Nazi imprint there on forehead. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's a horrific story. That.
It is an horrific story, and there's nothing new to our mob. Nothing new to our mob. We're in the backwaters over here, and you know they landed on our shores in Albany, and tried to wipe us out here when they landed here. But racism hasn't gone nowhere. It's going nowhere. It's a taught behaviour. It's a learned behaviour.
Yep.
And then down from generation to generation. So. It's very sad in this time and day and age that it still exists. Mm. And, you know, when we've got a woman and a child going to the shops to do their bit of shopping and be approached by a maniac like this here with entrenched racism,
yes.
It's very sad because he could have burnt them up.
Exactly.
That was his intentions, to set them alight. Just like Deep South Carolina and Alabama.
Yeah, white supremacy.
White supremacy is alive, mate, and it's alive from the highest levels upwards, and it trickles down. It always has.
Mm. And look, success is the best revenge. And regarding our First Nation people, doing what we need to do regarding looking after our culture, our mob, and also having 2 feet in both camps, as well as academia, you know, university, go get your doctorate, do what you need to do. And like I said, success is the best revenge.
Oh, success is definitely the best revenge, brother. And they've educated us, something that they never ever wanted to do with.
Yes.
Educators, they used to ban us from school, bar our old people from schools and all that. But now, today, we are very educated. We've got doctors, lawyers, you name it, we've got them all.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
You know, we're on the rise, and they know we're coming for what's rightfully ours. And, you know, our truthful place in society is coming, and we're coming hard for it.
I was reading out there earlier about the Uluru Statement. What's your call on the Uluru Statement? Should we have a voice in Parliament?
Well, you know what, brother? We definitely need a voice. We need a voice. This is our country. This is our country. This is our, you know, we're the custodians.
Yeah.
Until we are at the table making decisions on our people, then we're at their mercy. And, you know, they just dangle their carrots and above us, and we're jumping up trying to all the time. We need to be a part of the democracy.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know, we're just window shopping. We're outside looking
window
in all the
shopping.
Time. decisions being made on us, about us, without us.
Yes.
Those days are gone.
Exactly.
Those days are gone. We need to be in government, and we need a governance of our people. We need to govern our own people.
They say we sound like a broken record, but things don't change if things don't change, and nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed, brother. And we're always at the mercy of the crown and the illegal crown and all that shit theirs. But nothing's been put in place for us that belongs to us, and that we should govern our own affairs. You know, like we touched on earlier, that we're educated these days, and we have the people and voices, and we have the education, and you know, we deserve to be running our own affairs and controlling our own affairs, and you know, pushing for all the rights and justices of our people from within, because they're always making decisions for us.
Yes,
they've got these little welfare cards they're passing out and rolling out. Just got 3 years from the injury cards. They just
and that's taking us back to the 1940s, 50s, 60s, isn't it?
Oh,
control.
Most definitely. It's the rations. They're rationing out in a way, but they keep legalising their genocide in different ways. we know what we need and want. We need our people to be within to make all the decisions for us and talk for us at a level from the ground up. At the moment, we're coming from the top. They're coming from the top down to us,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing they do. For us, works. It was always a failure.
Yes.
With our highest incarcerated people in the country, some of our children are the highest incarcerated children of the world.
Exactly.
And, you know, child protection taking our children and locking the mothers end up in prisons and fathers.
And then we're talking incarceration and the amount of First Nation people.
Oh, it's actually disgusting, brother. Over in West Australia here. 84% of the juvenile detention centre is our children.
Yeah.
Is our not gone. Those days are well and truly gone. We've been incarcerated and imprisoned from the word dot. When they landed on these shores, they put shackles around our necks and legs and you know, led us to our doom, raped and pillaged our women and children, took all the men away.
Mm.
They're still doing it today.
Yep.
We have a look through society. I walk into the prisons here in West Australia, and it's just a wall of black, younger and younger and younger. It's not getting any better.
And broken spirits while behind the four walls.
Totally, Trevor, totally broken spirits. And it's heartbreaking to see it.
Yes.
Heartbreaking when you walk into the homes and everywhere and ask the little ones where their dad is. They always just, it's the same answer. Dad's in jail. You know, and that's sad. And those days have got to end, and you're right. Once we're in government places where we can make decisions and things for our people, maybe then things will change. Until then, nothing's changing for our people.
Nothing changes, my brother. Yeah, good to hear your yarn there, my brother. Thanks for sharing. All the best to the mob there, and all the Noongar mob there, WA, and big shout out to those three ladies running for the next state election, my brother.
Yes, Trev, could I briefly say in my sincere condolences down home to Albany, we had two young boys off the rocks fishing on the weekend, and one of the young fellas has not been found, and 18 years old, and my heart goes out to all the families.
Yeah, so sorry.
Down home there in Nangra up in Albany, and we're thinking about them all.
Oh, so sorry to hear that, my brother. Condolences to the family, and thanks for sharing, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
Take care, Merv. All the best, brother. That's Merv. He's there, calling from WA, having his say, yarn up strong. And look, just mentioned there, talking about the loss of a brother there, in fishing there on the rocks down there, WA. And with us in spirits, and condolences to the family there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. About 8 minutes left on the program. Let's go to Rocky Old Road with Patrick Davies.
It's a rocky old road that we travel, all the tricks that are tried and not new. They're just wrapped up in gift wrapping paper and handed as favors to you. No, you can't take all that you're given. Oftentimes it means selling your soul. And when all they can take has been stolen, you find you're the last.
Yeah, I'll stop that daily track there. That's Patrick Davies, Rocky Old Road, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Colin on the line. Colin, you there? Good morning, bro.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm well, bro. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Warrington, Cairns there.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Have your say, yeah, brother. What's your yarn about, Col?
Trevor, what's happening to our young people, mate? We're losing our young people.
Yeah. Yeah, and what are you saying? To prison? To youth detention? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what it is, Trevor. And I come across young fellas every time, every day. And because I knock around with Indigenous families here, I have Indigenous councillors that I go and see myself.
Yeah. And are you a First Nation man, brother?
Yeah, well, my mum was an Aboriginal woman, so.
Okay, brother, yep. You know your connection? Where your grandmother from, bro?
Rockhampton, eh?
Rockhampton, all right. Okay, big shout out, Rocky Bob.
Warrabinda.
Yeah, yeah, okay, brother. So you've seen a lot of youth in trouble, and what's your statement there, Cole?
Well, how can we help our youth by not getting into trouble? What can we do?
As sure.
Parents, as a
community, your leaders, yeah, yeah, yep.
I'm not a counsellor, but I come across young fellas all the time, and I give them encouragement. Follow your heart, take on some sort of job, apprenticeship, whatever, but keep away from trouble.
Sure,
keep
yeah.
Keep away from the ones who want to go out and steal and rob and hurt people.
Yeah, exactly,
there's no need for it, mate. I cry from the inside out, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling you, brother. Exactly. The sad thing is, I've always said that there are kids out there having kids, you know, and the thought of raising a child is care factor zero, you know what I mean? And that's a lot of cases, but then you've got trauma happening regarding those yucky liquids and regarding alcohol, then you've got the substances and drugs and what have you, and that's not a good foundation to build a good future on, you know?
Mate, it saddens me to see our young people and I'm not a community leader, but I come across young people all the time by doing, and even out home at Worry here, I talk to them, how you going? And they'll quite happily stand there and talk to me.
Yep.
And they listen, and then they'll follow whatever they've got to go and do, but they go and do good stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Other garbage, they go and do good stuff, and they're starting to, some of them are starting to listen to me. Because
yep.
I care. I show that I care.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the word, care. Show you care.
Exactly. Well, so old phrase, people don't care what you know until they know that you care, and that's what you're talking about. Look at the young person in the eye, give that encouragement, and look, it may help, it may not, but we all got to do our bits, you know, in regarding guiding them, supporting them, and leading them in the right direction.
Mate, I've got neighbours, mate, young Dale, and he's got his young bloke. But he calls me up and call now because I didn't know that little fella until about 4 weeks ago. And his whole family, mate, we all look out for each other.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And that's a community spirit, hey.
That's it, brother. That's what it boils down to, Trev.
Beautiful. Right. Well, all right, thanks for sharing, brother.
That's my say, my friend, and I'll call in to see you guys at the station another day.
Yeah, sounds good, Cole. Kettle's on,
right,
brother.
And many blessings, and you keep safe, eh?
All right, take care, man. Bye-bye. That's Cole there, and look, First Nation man, his grandmother from Rocky Side, and just adding to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-4416. Got about 3 minutes left on the program. I believe we've got another call in. We've got Jamin from WA. That's in actual fact. We have Samantha on the line. Samantha, very good morning, my darling. How are you?
Good, Mother. All the better for hearing your voice.
Thank you, sweetheart. You're travelling well? You all good?
Yes, I am.
How's John? Hello, John.
I told you, you're my good medicine.
I am, thank you. And a big hello to John, your beautiful son there. He's your carer,
yes.
Yep.
He's doing the housework at the moment.
You go, John. it's about doing the exercise then, eh? And that's a good exercise in cleaning up. You can turn that into good exercise.
Yes, definitely. Oh, it keeps fit. Well, he's got to because he's got to look after me.
Yeah, that's right, darling. That's right. And so you live in a high house or low-set house?
Hello, set low one. I used
okay, neighbours around?
Three stories, but when I first had my first heart attack, I lost all that, so that, you know, that's... It happens, doesn't it? Bad luck follows you sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, but that's good, but you're still with us, so not your time.
Absolutely. Your program is absolutely wonderful. I love that man from West Australia. It is absolutely wonderful. You know, Trevor, what I can't understand... Why we do not have equal representation in our government. After all, and I was saying till the day I die, and I'm going to be here a long time.
Yes.
This country belongs to you.
First Nation people, you know, exactly. So we should have an input into regarding the running of the country. We should have a voice.
Absolutely.
Yes, representation. Exactly.
In every, yes.
Exactly.
I always would believe that. My father did.
Yep.
He believed that. He loved this country.
Yes.
And what people do not forget, well, they won't remember because they don't want to, the first whites were brought here. They were convicts.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
And the first government that we had was the military that
from British,
England didn't want.
From England, yes. Exactly. And they didn't have an office here to converse with, so they thought, this land no one owned. Which was not the case. But darling, I'll keep moving, Samantha. Thank you, darling. You take care.
Thank
we'll yarn
darling.
Soon.
Thank you for your program. It's wonderful.
Thank you, dear. That's Samantha from WA. Big shout out, Samantha. Thank you, dear. And big shout out to John, her son, Kara, and adding to the conversation here. For you mob here in far north Queensland, keep an eye on the weather out there. Strong rains, strong winds, and we got a cyclone forming, so we need to hatch down, do what we need to do to stay safe, you mob. This is Trendy Trevor signing off. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic.